that's one of his favorites. And it's out of Neil Diamond at GR55 with Larry Anderson. You know, Sunday mornings for years to come will still be the Jerry Farrell kind of Sunday mornings, because Jerry used to get you up when it was not the greatest day. Look outside today. You know, you wake up and it's rainish, it's gray. Maybe you have tickets to the Bills game today. You look outside and you got a flat tire, maybe on a car in a driveway. Kids are, you know, woke you up before you wanted to get up. All sorts of things really going wrong, you know. You turn on the radio, you fix a coffee, and there was Jerry to make your Sunday morning pretty bearable. That's the kind of guy he was, super guy. He's going to be so missed by not only the staff. We feel it as much, you know, even more so than you do, because we knew Jerry as a man, too. You knew him as an entertainer on Sunday morning, and you get up and he was somebody who'd make your weekend a lot brighter. We knew him, in addition to that, as a person, a very warm person, a very caring person. Somebody was out of a job, Jerry was out trying to find him one. That's really, if you want to know the truth behind the guy, that's the kind of guy he was. Anybody out of work, they called Jerry Farrell. And Jerry usually found him something, too. He'd call around, he knew a lot of people. His full-time job was, he's public relations man for the Power Vista, the Power Authority in Niagara Falls. So Jerry had a lot of contacts, he traveled all over the United States, and any Sunday that you might not hear Jerry, which was very rare, was only because he was out of town someplace. That would happen every once in a while where his job would take him to the Catskills or Illinois or who knows where. His travels took him all over America because he was so good at his job to show others, you know, how to do it. He was kind of an example. And that's the only time he would miss his job. He loved radio. In fact, the thing about Jerry Farrell, you might have wondered, well, why, you know, he was so good. Why wasn't he on full-time someplace? Why didn't he have a full-time job at GR or some other radio station in Buffalo? And Jerry could have. Jerry could have done, your morning guy is usually the best guy on the radio station. You know, and Jerry could have done mornings on just about any Buffalo station or any place else in America. Really, he was that good. He was that entertaining and had many opportunities to do so. But radio, the nature of the beast is it's a little insecure. Sometimes you can be very secure. There are the Clint Buehlmans of the world who can stay at one radio station for 45 years or so, but that's the exception, not the rule. And Jerry knew that. He was a very, very smart guy. And he had a very secure job for what he was doing for his full time. So he was very, very much a family man. So his big concern was for his family. And he knew that staying at the Power Vista, he had a good, secure job, and yet working a weekend thing, coming in here on Sunday morning and entertaining the folks, then Jerry had the best of both worlds. We're going to miss him, the wonderful world of Jerry Farrell. And all I can do for the next 4 hours or so is kind of fill in the void a little bit. No one will ever replace Jerry Farrell. And I've been asked, you know, what are you going to do? Who are you going to put on Sunday morning? I really don't know. Whoever it is, let's face it, it's not going to be Jerry Farrell. There's only one Jerry Farrell, and there'll never be another one. So whoever not replaces Jerry, but whoever fills in here will be just doing that. You know, some people are irreplaceable. He's one of them. So we just will do the best to fill the void as best we can. And a lot of Gordon Lightfoot today in Jerry's honor. That was Lady-O we just played there moments ago is one of Jerry's favorite things of the more recent music. But no artist affected any one person anymore. A lot of us big Elvis Presley fans. Some people are Frank Sinatra fans. Jerry singled out Gordon Lightfoot a long time before Gordon Lightfoot was making hit records, too, years ago. And every concert, Jerry would be right there. He loved the man's music, and we love the man, Jerry Farrell, so we're going to play a lot of Gordon Lightfoot this morning. Hang on. It's 10:07 at GR55. We're at 70 degrees right now. Here's the latest thing from the Bee Gees called How Deep Is Your Love. Living in a world of fools. How deep is your love? Those are the Bee Gees at GR55. It's 11 minutes after 10 o'clock. Talking to a lot of folks on the telephone this morning and their memories of Jerry Farrell. Hello, man, your name, please. I know you didn't know I was going to do this, so I hope you don't mind.
I do mind. I'd rather not.
Well, I just want you to tell me one thing. We were talking about just moments ago there about Jerry Farrell's age. Just
yes.
Repeat what you were telling me. You thought he was how old, hon?
Oh, in his early 20s, you know.
Right. That's the way he sounded, didn't he?
So full of the devil.
In fact, 21, I think, would have been a high age for him as far as most people thought.
I would say so. But his normal voice, I heard it once, and his normal voice is just beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful voice.
Oh, you're talking about that picture in the paper. That's a very old picture.
No, but I still cut it out, and I've got it in my bedroom, and I read it, and I say some prayers for him. and I'm listening to the program, and it's just terrific, and I think you are a terrific person.
Well, thank you, dear. But wasn't Jerry Farrell on Sunday morning was Sunday mornings? That's no question about that, right?
Right, right. That was every Sunday morning, first thing he was on.
That's for sure.
Yes, and we'll miss him very, very much.
Okay.
And but we loved him, and we happy that we had met with him through the radio, and so his life will live on forever with us.
That's for sure.
Believe me.
Okay. Thank you for calling, hon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
It's 12 minutes after 10 o'clock, as I was saying about Jerry's love for Gordon Lightfoot. I was listening one Sunday morning, you know, we have the music selected here by kind of a committee. We have Jerry Rio, who does the music and selects the things that we think that the audience will want to hear. I was driving around one Sunday morning, and I hear this song come on the radio, and it's something that I knew we weren't playing, see, you know, because we, Jerry Rio and myself, are in charge of that. So I hear this song that I don't know what in the world Jerry Farrell's playing. That thing lasts for about 5 or 6 minutes. And what in the world is so Monday mornings? And then he tells what it was on the radio and everything. So Monday morning, he always would call in like Monday or Tuesday and ask how things went and what's coming up the next weekend. The guy really cared about the radio station. You know, he wanted to know what's going on and everything. Is everything cool? And what's coming up? We're giving away this or that. So I said, Jerry, what was that Gordon Lightfoot song you played there yesterday morning? We're not playing that song. It was off an album, and he said, well, that's going to be a big hit record now. He said, that's a good record by Gordon Lightfoot, and I got a feeling that's going to do something, you know. So I kind of chewed him out, though, in a wake for playing something that he really wasn't supposed to play. A few weeks later, I had a lot of egg on my face because there was a hit record called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Jerry picked it months before anybody else did. Of the Edmund Fitzgerald at GR 55. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. Still some people, you know, like I just had a fellow call and say, I heard you talking about Jerry Farrell. Did he pass away? And have to break the news over again to some people who have missed listening to the radio or reading the newspaper in the last few days. Yes, he did. He died Wednesday afternoon where he worked at his full-time employment at the Power Vista of a heart attack at age 47. And we certainly will miss him, as I know you will, too. Here are the ball scores. The National League, first game, the Mets 5, Chicago Cubs 4. In the second game, the Cubs 4, the Mets 3. Philadelphia Phillies 8, the Cardinals 4, the Reds 8, the Giants 6. That game took 10 innings. The Pirates 6, the Expos 3, the Los Angeles Dodgers 7, the Braves 3, the Astros 11, the Padres nothing. In the American League, it was first game, the Cleveland Indians 6, Toronto Blue Jays 3. The second game, Toronto Blue Jays 6, the Indians 5. Baltimore Orioles 11, the Boston Red Sox 2. It was the Yankees 9, the Tigers 4. The Angels 4, Chicago White Sox 3. It was the Texas Rangers 5, Minnesota Twins 4. That game took, would you believe, 17 innings. The Kansas City Royals 7, the Seattle Mariners 5, the Milwaukee Brewers 8, the Oakland A's 1. So that's the ball scores from yesterday. But speaking of ball, it's going to be, of course, a big game today. All but 2,000 or so seats have been sold for today's season opener at Rich Stadium. And I suppose by game time, most of the seats will be filled up today. Scattered showers is the forecast, and thunder showers for a while. And then variable cloudiness for the rest of the day. We usually get a new forecast around 11 o'clock, so hopefully that'll have some update on whether you should take an umbrella. Well, I would anyway, in regards to what the forecast says. Take some rainware anyway for the rest of today. 75 to 80 will be the high today. Overcast tonight and tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow about 75. We're at 70 right now. 70 degrees at GR 55.
We have fresh ideas at Red Barn. Thank you.
Edge of the Universe. And the Bee Gees at GR55, where it's 25 before 11 o'clock. Got to be about 78,000 people at least interested in the forecast this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for a while. Thunder showers, actually, with variable cloudiness to follow for the rest of the day. The key to the whole thing is, or the big if, is when the thunder showers and scattered showers stop and the variable cloudiness begins. That's the question today. High 75 to 80. Overcast tonight and tomorrow. Showers or thunderstorms. Low tonight in the mid-60s. High tomorrow about 75. And right now 70 at GR55. 70 degrees. And this reminder for you that the village of Kenmore will mark the completion of the two-year reconstruction of Delaware Avenue with a civic celebration on Friday, September 23rd, beginning at 2 o'clock. I just drove down it last night. I said out loud how much nicer that was. It took them so long, to get that done. And it's great to be finished now. You're having a nice, smooth blacktop ride down Delaware Avenue through Kenmore now. And State Transportation Commissioner William C. Hennessy will be awarded the honorary citizen. That'll be the two-year reconstruction. Did it really take that long? I guess so. 2 years to reconstruct Delaware Avenue. Big civic celebration on Friday, September 23rd at 2 o'clock.
For the young men of America, in sunshine or in snow.
It's 22 before 11 o'clock here at GR55. Happy birthday, too, to Marcia Lorenz this morning, having her over-the-hill birthday party today. She hit 30. It's 22 before 11. If you're wondering, just tuning in, and you're wondering why Larry Anderson is here instead of Jerry Farrell, and you have not heard the very sad news report that Jerry Farrell passed away Wednesday. Jerry at his job had a heart attack at the Power Vista in Niagara Falls and will not be brightening up your life like he did for so many years here on Sunday morning. Sunday mornings, so many people have said it too. People on the telephone, some friends and neighbors that I know, said Sunday mornings were always Jerry Farrell. You always just associated Sunday morning with Jerry Farrell because he could brighten up your life so much. One of the things that I love so much about Jerry, there's no sacred cows with Jerry. He poked fun at everybody from the disc jockeys he worked with to the news people back when Susan King was at TV2 and Sheila Murphy. Ron Hunter, back when he was doing the news on TV2 a few years ago, and Irv Weinstein. There were no sacred cows. Everybody, right up to the general manager of the radio station. I think that was his favorite. He always liked to pick on the general manager of the radio station because most people have this secret desire to make fun of their boss. I mean, we all have that. You want to kid your boss, and to get on the radio and do it when chances are good that the boss is going to be listening, was always something that everybody liked to hear. One of the funniest things I ever heard Jerry do was back when Harold Calvin was general manager of GR55 a few years ago, and Jerry said that Harold was not the brightest guy in the world, and that he had gone on a trip to Hawaii, and he gets off the plane, and this gorgeous Hawaiian girl comes up to him. Of course, something's going to be lost in the translation of this. Bear in mind, I don't expect it to be as funny as when Jerry told it, but I'm just repeating the joke that he told that I thought was so cute at the time, and Harold gets off the plane and goes down. This gorgeous Hawaiian girl comes up and puts a lei around his head, and says, "Aloha from Hawaii." This is Harold Calvin from Buffalo. It had to have been there, and Jerry would have had to tell it, but it was a riot at the time. Here's Gordon Lightfoot.
Rainy day people, rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
Cordoba.
And very, very cuddly.
If you could read my mind, love.
If you could read my mind, Gordon Lightfoot. Jerry's favorite artist in the whole wide world, that's for sure. 14 before 11 o'clock at GR55, 70 degrees. Here's Fleetwood Mac. That is Fleetwood Mac, and Say That You Love Me at GR55, 10 before 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and 70 degrees, scattered showers, thunder showers for a while, then variable cloudiness, and the rest of the day, high of 75 to 80, overcast tonight and tomorrow, showers or thunderstorms likely, low tonight in the mid-60s, high tomorrow about 75. Try to get some updated weather information for those of you going to the Bills game this afternoon. And as of this morning, they had about 2,000 seats left. Had a few calls about that, wondering if there's still any seats left for the game today. There's somewhere around 2,000, at least about 9 o'clock this morning. So We'll be checking that out for you, too. But as far as we know, you still can get some seats. I imagine those would be end zone kind of seats, but they still have a few available for today's game. It's 9 minutes before 11, 9 away from 11 and 70 degrees.
Here's a bit of good news from True Value Hardware Stores.
Information at reservations to Chicago. Call your travel agent or American Airlines.
'64, and how glad I am. That is Nancy Wilson at GR55. Another one of Jerry's big favorites was Neil Diamond's Song Sung Blue. In fact, a lot of times on Sunday morning, he had a particular version, unfortunately, I don't have here because Jerry was in his private collection. He would bring it in with him a lot of times where you would follow the bouncing ball, you know, and sing along with him, that kind of thing. I don't have that version, but I do have the Love at the Greek album version of that song. We'll play it shortly after 11 o'clock, a little tribute to Jerry Farrell. It's 10:55. With the news, here's Don DeScience.
Thank you very much, Larry. A town of Barker man, 25-year-old Audie Lewis, and his 3-year-old daughter, Tracy, died of smoke inhalation in a fire which broke out of the home they were visiting at 7340 Ellicott Road, Heartland. 6 other people escaped the smoke and fire. Damage was listed at $15,000. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Damage in a fire which spread from a house at 259 East Utica and spread to 2 neighboring buildings left $30,000 loss. Engine 16 fire captain Edward James and fireman Charles Frau of Engine 16 were treated for burns. The cause of that blaze wasn't known. Columbus Hospital officials say 31-year-old Victor Rodriguez of Military Road, Buffalo, has undergone surgery and is in stable condition. He was shot several times outside a bar at Pennsylvania and Busti. Police have the eagle eye out for the thug who shot him. Israeli Minister Moshe Dayan is traveling to New York for talks aimed at achieving Mideast peace, but he'll find the Arab nations are maintaining their hard line.
The talks this week in Washington are crucial ones in the eyes of many foreign diplomats based here in Cairo. The 10-month-old Arab drive to get peace talks going is stalled. The Arabs want the Palestinians at those talks. The Israelis refuse to deal with a separate Palestinian delegation. The Carter administration is on record as favoring involvement of the Palestinians in the peacemaking process, and the Arabs hope the Americans will bring the Israelis around to this position as well. If the Washington talks produce no movement, a senior official here tells me the Arabs will have to devise a new strategy, and it's likely that the new Arab strategy will be less flexible than the existing one. Bill Brannigan, ABC News, Cairo.
Rhodesian Prime Minister Ian Smith says he has shelved his own plans to negotiate a settlement with black nationalist leaders. Instead, he's adopting a wait-and-see stance on an English-American plan for a peaceful transfer of power. Smith has described certain elements of that plan as crazy and unacceptable. He says he'll offer counter-proposals. The communists in Vietnam say they've agreed to free 1,600 military and civilian officials from the Saigon regime. The pardoning commemorated the communist triumph. Thousands, however, remain jailed. The IRA claims responsibility for a firebombing in the Protestant village of Bangor in Northern Ireland. Bombs were set off in half a dozen shops, causing £1 million worth of damage. The Bills are still selling tickets for today's game at their Abbott Road ticket booth, the administrative office at Rich Stadium. More than 1,000 tickets remain for the game with the Dolphins, with kickoff at 1. One man was killed and one person injured today in San Francisco when 2 masked gunmen entered a Chinatown business in an apparent robbery attempt. It was the 3rd straight pre-dawn Sunday fatal shooting involving members of San Francisco's Chinese American community. GR 55 news time is 10:58.
When the leaves come on, put the white collar on, the 2-in-1 collar from Heart.
Summer's gone, but a declining chance for showers and thundershowers this afternoon, but clouding up again tonight with showers and thundershowers expected through tomorrow. High today, 78, low tonight in the mid-60s. It's 71 degrees, or if you prefer, 22 Celsius at WGR Buffalo. I'm Don DeScience.
Thank you, Don. It's 11 o'clock now, GR 55. For the past 5 or so years, on Sunday morning, it's the wonderful world of Jerry Farrell. Jerry Farrell passed away this past Wednesday, and we offer some of the crazy things that you used to hear on Sunday mornings that used to brighten things up. We're just going to play a few of those things this morning. A lot of Gordon Lightfoot music. Don't want to be too much.